Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that it is easier to make one big plan than lots of little plans. So, when it is possible, decide everything all at once. You will gain in efficiency, and everyone will know the plan has something they can get behind. If you've been involved in negotiations, whether for a business deal, a salary and benefits package, or even plans for Thanksgiving dinner, you may have found that it is often easier to make one big deal than to have separate deliberations over every item. Do you really want to debate with your family about where you will celebrate Thanksgiving and then a month later discuss whether to gather at 2 or at 6? And then the week before Thanksgiving have another epic discussion of whether to have your usual menu or something different? If you have all those conversations separately, you might find yourself spending 30 minutes discussing menu items that no one truly cares about. That's because when you make a lot of small deals, it is easy to give a topic more attention than it deserves, given how important it is to you. When you are making a big deal, on the other hand, everyone gets clearer on the relative importance of different elements. They also get more creative about possible compromises. In a big deal, it is easier to stay focused on the big picture. This is true for business deals and within families and friendships. That's why it is my goal to decide most of our family's vacations for any given 12-month period in one fell swoop. Around the time we decided that I would take the big kids to London over Christmas break, and my husband would take the younger kids skiing, we also decided that we would probably do a road trip over spring break and that we'd do a summer beach trip with extended family. That vacation portfolio has something for everyone. If you like big cities but not the beach, well, you're less unhappy about the beach because it's not pitted against the big city. You know that at least parts of the family will be doing both. For my other podcast, Best of Both Worlds, my co-host Sarah Hart Unger and I developed the curriculum for our Patreon community's monthly online meetups for all of 2023 in one sitting. We are covering healthy living, our book club picks, tough parenting moments, making a five-year travel plan, goal setting, and so on. By thinking about the year as a whole, we ensured there was balance in the offerings and something for everyone. Plus, our Patreon supporters know what to look forward to in the year ahead. If someone doesn't like the February topic, oh well, they can see that they might be way more into April's discussion. As you think about whether this tip might be helpful for you, consider what decisions you make repeatedly through the year. Then, ask whether you could consolidate them. Your book club might decide on all the books for the next 6 months, rather than deliberating every month about what to read next. You and your partner could decide what you'll do for several upcoming date nights, rather than just deciding what you'll do for the next one. Instead of waking up every Saturday morning with no idea what you want to do, your family could make a list of 5 things you want to do during the next month and choose one each week. giving yourself just enough flexibility that rainy weather or a tricky schedule won't mean that the planned activity is a no-go. When you decide it all at once, it is easier to make sure everyone feels excited about what's ahead. You get to say yes to more good things, and there's less arguing about stuff that doesn't matter. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.